WBBM Noon Business Hour, led by U.S. Cellular for Business Solutions. It's 12:31.
Well, so we're watching this market go back and forth as we welcome a first-time guest to the WBBM Noon Business Hour. Mike Williman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in suburban Evanston. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sherman and Regine.
Well, we like to just kind of just square the circle a little bit with our first-time guest and get an overall point of view. So is it blue sky or cloudy skies ahead? Without regard to what your company can do to do for clients, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that we're going to see some blue skies ahead. I'm hoping the rally does continue. I think the market really overshot on the downside with a horrendous 2008, the S&P down 37. We had a horrible start to 09 with, the market off 20% at its worst. I think we're certainly going to continue to get bad economic news ongoing, but hopefully a lot of that is already priced into the market.
Well, we're looking at the S&P, which at the moment is just about 100 points ahead of where it was about two and a half weeks ago. Are those kind of gains sustainable?
You know, like I said, I hope they are. I think what's happening right now is you have the Fed in this two-day meeting. I think the central bank is going to leave rates unchanged. There's really nowhere for rates to go in terms of them going down. But, you know, I think everyone's going to be parsing the Fed's post-meeting statement, looking for any signals that their outlook has changed. I think Bernanke and his colleagues have pledged to, quote, use all the available tools available to them to battle this crisis and turn the economy around. And I think investors are waiting to see what exactly is in the Fed's toolbox. What are they going to do here to get this thing on track again?
We've got some news today that in former times probably would have lifted the stock market. IBM talking about buying Sun Microsystems. They're in talks right now. Is this a good deal?
I think it is a good deal. I think you're seeing, you know, it could be a sign of a market bottom. You're seeing a lot of companies that have done well throughout the crisis, and they have a lot of cash on their balance sheets, and now they're looking around and trying to pick up acquisitions at good prices, you know, that could lift their own businesses. So I think it's definitely a good thing, and it's supporting the NASDAQ today. The NASDAQ is up just slightly, and I think you'll see a lot of this going around, you know, as companies sense the market is at a bottom.
So as we start to move into, through the year, let's talk about what you think people should do with their money if they have any.
Yeah, if they have any left. I mean, the advice I'm giving to clients now, and I think people have gotten really off track, is I think it's critical for investors to have a concrete idea of what their true risk tolerance is. We've all seen risk tolerance questionnaires related to what we would do if the stock market dropped 50%, and the markets have done that or worse. It's a reality, and I think investors need to ask themselves how they feel right now and what changes they have made as a result of this market downturn. The second thing they need to do is determine what their investment time horizon is. If you don't have at least 10 years, I would keep your equity exposure pretty low. I'm seeing a lot of new clients coming over to me from other shops where the client has a very short-term time horizon, and they're 100% in stocks. I think people forgot that the stock market could actually go down. They just thought it would go up all the time. And I think finally, once you know your risk tolerance and time horizon, you have to set up an appropriate asset allocation. Asset allocation is still the number one determinant of portfolio performance. And it's the number one factor in determining the risk level of a portfolio. And I think because of the extreme importance of asset allocation, it has to be the primary focus for investors, and people have strayed off that course. Once you set up an appropriate asset allocation based on your risk tolerance and time horizon, I think investors just need to be patient right now.
Mike, most of the analysts and economists we've been talking with one or two exceptions, really are not concerned about inflation down the road. But in my own mind, I cannot let go of the fact that as the Fed continues to create the fiat dollars that it has created and will create, that inflation has to be one of our big concerns, if that is a concern.
I think, Sherman, I agree with you. I think it is a concern, but there's so much on the Fed's plate right now that I think it's further down the list. I mean, they have a lot of problems to tackle right now.
So you're not telling your clients to necessarily position themselves for inflation, even fixed income clients?
I'm concerned about it, and I've owned TIPS for a long time, and I continue to do that in portfolios. But, like I said, I think there's a lot of other problems the Fed has to tackle before they need to worry about inflation.
Mike, appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hope it's blue skies from now on.
Yes, hopefully
Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston, WBBM News Time 12:36. Stay with us.